You're listening to the Qalam Institute podcast series, Ramadan Reflections by Mufti Hussein Kamani. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Qalam Institute.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Khususan ala sayyidi rasuli wa khatim al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya amma ba'd. 2 days ago in our reflection we discussed how the middle of Ramadan has now come, and the middle 10 days of Ramadan, as promised by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the 10 days of forgiveness, and how we should frequent tawbah and istighfar in these middle 10 days. And then yesterday we talked about a very beautiful etiquette of making dua, which is crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while making dua, and showering our tears down from our eyes over reflecting while reflecting over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, while reflecting over the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and becoming, you know, more soft in our hearts and our approach to our deen. Now, one thing that I wanted to discuss yesterday, but due to a short of time, I couldn't. And I wanted to make that the focus of today's class, inshallah, is learning how to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yesterday we discussed crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and today, learning how to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we've heard the virtue of crying in front of Allah many times during our lives, and we've heard all these beautiful narrations. But the big question comes, how do we learn to cry in front of Allah? How do we bring this beautiful sifa of buka, this beautiful characteristic of crying, into our lives? So for that, I gathered a few things, and I wanted to list them in front of you, inshallah, and we'll discuss them. The first thing, the scholars say, if a person wishes to learn to cry in front of Allah, you need to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His names and His attributes. Come to know and understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Pondering over the names of Allah, understanding the depth of the meaning of the names and attributes of Allah. We all know that Allah azza wa jal tells us in the Quran that Allah has beautiful names, so invoke onto Him with those names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. And we all have heard the 99 names of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, until the end. But we don't understand the depth of those names. Each name has so much detail inside them. The scholars have actually written names on the names and written books on the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person understands a little bit just who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then you develop two characteristics inside you. The first, you build fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain names and attributes that are very strong in their nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the punishing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will take revenge. So these bring khawf inside a person. And then we have certain names and attributes of Allah that have so much mercy inside them that they bring us towards what we call hope or raja. When a person understands the names and attributes of Allah, you either create hope or you create a lot of fear. Both things are important. But what's important is to balance between both, not to let one topple over the other. That's another discussion for itself. Maybe we can discuss that on another day. When a person creates hope and fear in their heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this now softens the heart and trains us to cry in front of Allah. It makes it easier for us to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is to recite the Qur'an abundantly while focusing on its meanings. We read the Qur'an, but the one thing that the Qur'an doesn't do for us, it doesn't teach us to cry. And that crying while reading the Qur'an comes while a person focuses on the meaning while crying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an regarding the prophets of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the prophets are such, إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا وَيَقُولُونَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنْ كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. That when they read, a brief translation, when they read the verses of Allah, they fall down in prostration in front of Allah and they cry away and cry away and cry away because the meanings of the Qur'an are so deep. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was known by the Sahaba. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing away, when he the final illness, he could not lead prayer anymore. So he told the Sahaba, Muru Abu Bakr falyusalli bin nas. Go and command Abu Bakr to lead the prayer. And Aisha radiallahu anha was there and she said, O Messenger of Allah, Abu Bakr shouldn't lead. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why? She said, because he has no control over his tears. He cries too much in prayer. He cries a lot. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, he will be the one who leads people in salah. Which shows us how much the Sahaba cried in salah. Abdullah bin Shaddad radiallahu anhu, he narrates a narration that he could hear Abu Umar radiallahu anhu crying in Fajr Salah, all the way from the last Saf. Where was he? At the back of the masjid. And he can hear Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, who was the Imam in the front Saf during his Khilafah, reading the verses of Surah Yusuf, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He would be reading these verses and crying. And he wouldn't have a mic on. But yet his crying was so powerful. The word used in the hadith is najish. And najish means when a person raises his voice out of crying, he cries abundantly. This is how Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu used to cry. Tamim al-Dali radiallahu anhu, when he recited the verse, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَهُ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَن نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. When he read this verse, he kept repeating it. فَجَعَلَ يُرَدِّدُهَا إِلَى الصَّبَاحِ وَيَبْكِ. He kept repeating this verse again and again, a verse of Surah Jathiyah, verse number 21, Al-Jathiyah. He repeated this verse again and again, again and again, until morning came and he was still crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because a powerful impact this verse had on him. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anh, when he read the verse of Surah Mutaffifin, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. How will that day be when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. How will that day be when mankind stands in front of Allah? When he read this verse, Baka hatta kharra, he kept crying until he fell down. وَامْتَنَعَ عَنْ قِرَاءَةِ مَا بَعْدَهُ. And he couldn't recite anything after that. He just couldn't recite anymore. Because just the thought of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shook him up and he couldn't stop his tears. This is how powerful the meanings of the Qur'an are. Masruq, he narrates that قَرَأْتُ عَلَىٰ عَائِشَةِ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, that I recited one verse to Aisha radiallahu anha. And what was that verse? فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. Verse number 27 of Surah Tur. You can read the translations there, because we have to go at a good pace, so you can read the translations yourself. Verse number 27 of Surah Tur, he says, فَبَكَتْ, she started crying. She cried so much, and she kept making dua to Allah to protect her from the punishment of Allah. This is Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Muhammad bin Munkadir, he was once reading the Quran, and while he was reading, he came to this verse that he was crying so much, his family members got worried. So they called another great scholar from the community, Abu Hazim, and they said to Abu Hazim, go and speak to Muhammad ibn Munkadir and tell him to stop crying. He's reading this verse and he's crying too much. So Abu Hazim, when he came, he said to him, Maladi abkak, what's making you crying? So he said, I read one ayah of the Quran. And Abu Hazim said, which ayah are you talking about? So Muhammad ibn Munkadir said, I read the ayah of the Quran, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. That thing has become apparent to them, which they weren't even thinking of. On the Day of Judgment, you weren't even thinking of it. And that's what happened on the Day of Judgment. Verse number 47 of Surah Zumar, فَبَكَى أَبُو حَازِمْ مَعَهُ. Abu Hazim sat down and said, don't stop crying, let me join you in crying as well. فَشْتَدَّ بُكَاؤُهُمَا. And both of them sat there crying loudly over the powerful meaning of this verse. Ibrahim and Ash'ath, He says that one night, a person was reading the verse of the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. So verse number 31 of Surah Muhammad. And he says that when this verse was being recited, all that happened was that the person kept saying, تَبْلُوا أَخْبَارَنَا, تَبْلُوا أَخْبَارَنَا, O Allah, you're going to test us? Oh Allah, because the verse says that we're going to test the people and see who is patient and who's making the struggle. So he said, Tablu akhbarana, oh Allah, you're going to test us? Tablu akhbarana, oh Allah, you're going to test us? And then he said, In balawta akhbarana fadahtana. Oh Allah, if you're going to test us, if you're going to test how much we can actually bear, then we're going to be disgraced because we can't bear anything. وَهَتَكْتَ أَسْتَارَنَا, and you're going to tear away the curtain that's covering how weak we actually are. إِنْ بَلَوْتَ أَخْبَارَنَا أَهْلَكْتَنَا وَعَذَّبْتَنَا وَيَبْكِي. Oh Allah, if you're going to test us, then you are going to disgrace us, we will be destroyed. And he continued crying all night after reading this beautiful verse of the Qur'an. SubhanAllah. So we should learn to read the verses of the Qur'an and also cry. Focus on the meaning of the verses of the Qur'an and enjoy its meaning. The third thing that will help you crying is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Yesterday we quoted the hadith of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, the seven people who will be in the shade of the throne of Allah. The seventh person was the one who remembers Allah while he is alone and then he cries. So the scholars say, in order to cry, you need to remember Allah while you are alone. The one who remembers Allah alone, this remembering Allah alone has a great impact on tears flowing from the eyes. So try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do the dhikr of Allah abundantly. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says that indeed the heart becomes hard. And the only way to melt the hardness of the heart is through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fifth thing, which is very powerful. Actually, the fourth thing, which is very powerful and making the heart soft, is to remember death, but not only remembering death, to be present by those who are sick and who are passing away. If you've ever gone to visit someone who's very, very sick, literally on the last days of their life, or if you've ever been by the bedside of someone who's passing away, wallahi, if you haven't cried before, it'll make you cry. I've been there. One of my very good friends, Mana Farhan, may Allah have mercy on his father, he told me, Sheikh, come visit my father. So I went to visit his father. And when I sat next to his, this is maybe a week or two before his father passed away, maybe 2-3 weeks before. And when I sat by the bedside of his father, Allahu Akbar, I couldn't stop crying. So many tears were coming out of my eyes because I saw him and I was thinking to myself, just a few years ago, he was a young man. He was a prominent businessman. His father, everyone in Chicago knew him. He had a very famous store. And now look at his state, he can't even move. And then I said to him, you know, Farooq uncle, if I have your permission, I'd like to read Surah Yaseen in front of you. He said, please go ahead. So I started reading Surah Yaseen and I was looking down and reading. And then I peeked up a little bit and he was trying to say something. So I stopped. And I said to his wife that your husband's trying to say something. And he couldn't speak because his voice was gone. So she put his ear right next to his mouth. And he was whispering to his wife. He was saying to his wife that, please bring my hat. I don't want to listen to the Quran with my head being naked. Allahu Akbar. Then his wife took the hat. It was on the cabinet. She put it on his head and then he smiled. And he went like this. Keep reading, keep reading. Right? Sit by the side of people who are passing away and then your heart will become soft. I told you guys a story when we were in the Al-Huda, the ISM Masjid right before Ramadan. There was a lady. Her son was very ill, maybe 16, 17 years old in Chicago. And they had made the decision that they were going to pull the plug on him. They were going to take him off life support. She said to me, Sheikh, I would be very happy if you were there and my son passes away. I said, no problem, I'll come. It was in the old Children's Memorial Hospital in Fullerton, if you remember. And I was there. And I was sitting in the room where the family was. Her husband was sitting next to me. She was standing by the side of her son. And then the doctor took him off, life support. And you can see his vitals were cutting down, cutting down. And I'm telling you, man, it was so painful. I couldn't look at the mother in her eye. Imagine a mother holding her child's hand, knowing that any second now he's going to die. That's like Qiyamah before Qiyamah, seeing your child die. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our children long lives. May He protect them with, you know, protect their iman and protect their health. And here this child's passing away. And then she says to the doctor that when, you know, when the final moments of his life come, let me know. And the doctor said to her, right now, just the final moments are right now. And subhanAllah, what this mother did next, it made me cry so much. Till today, whenever I think about it, tears come to my eyes. She leaned forward and kissed her child and stopped right there. And then after he had passed away, she lifted her head and said to me, Sheikh, I just wanted you to be a witness that I loved my son. And then she said, I couldn't tell him while he was alive. I used to always shout at him, scream at him, scold him. But when he became sick, that's when I actually realized how much I loved him. And I didn't think I was going to get a chance to tell him. So I wanted you to be witness on the Day of Judgment that I love my son. Allahu Akbar. Be by those people who are sick. Go visit those that are passing away. After they die, it's something different. But when you see death, then it reminds you of what life actually is and how much we can actually rely on life. There are so many incidents in this regard. What can we say? Safiya narrates that a lady came to Aisha radiallahu anha and she said, my heart has become very hard. So she said to her, أَكْثِرِ ذِكْرَ الْمَوْتِ يَرُقُّ قَلْبَكَ. She said that, you know, remember death abundantly and it'll soften your heart. Abu Darda radiallahu anha said that three things make me laugh and three things make me cry. He said, three things, they make me laugh and three things make me cry. What makes me laugh? He said, the first thing, he مُؤَمِّلُ الدُّنْيَا, the one who has high hopes with the world, وَالْمَوْتُ يَطْلُبُهُ, while death is searching for him. He's investing in big houses when he doesn't know that the angel of death is following him, waiting to take his soul any second now. What a fool is that person. He says, this person, I laugh at him. The second thing, وَغَافِرٌ لَيْسَ بِمَغْفُورٍ عَنْ, the one who forgot Allah, but Allah hasn't forgotten him. When I think about this, it makes me laugh how big of a fool is this person. Well, then he says, the third person, وَضَاحِكٌ بِمِلْءِ فَيْهِ لَا يَدْرِي أَأَرْضَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَمْ أَسْخَطُهُ. He says, the third person who cries with his mouth full, ha ha ha, like that, mouth full of laughter. But he doesn't know whether Allah is happy with him or Allah is angry with him. You know, I laugh at you. What kind of fool are you? And he said, the three things that made me cry, the first thing that made me cry a lot was the day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. He says, the day he passed away, I cried a lot. I couldn't bear it. The second thing, He said, just thinking of the difficulties of death, it makes me cry. And he says the third thing that makes me cry a lot is in imagining what will it be like when we are made to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ يَقُومَ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu, who was a famous tabi'i, he used to say that if we stop remembering death, even for a single second, لَوْ فَارَقَ ذِكْرَ الْمَوْتِ قُلُوبَنَا سَاعَةً لَفَسَدَتْ قُلُوبُنَا. Our hearts will become corrupted. We can't forget death at all. The next thing that's very important that will help us cry abundantly is eating halal. The Salaf al-Salihin, the pious scholars, used to say that the hearts become soft by eating halal, by eating pure. We talked about this already. The next thing that's also very powerful in keeping the heart soft is to stay away from sins. When a person stays away from sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the heart soft. And the result of the heart being soft is that the eyes flow with tears. The next thing that's also very powerful in keeping the heart, in keeping the eyes flowing with tears, is to listen to motivational and powerful lectures. This also has a very powerful impact. There's a very beautiful hadith narrated by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ibn Majah rahmatullahi alayhi, many scholars, narrated by Irbad bin Sariyah. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, he gave us a lecture. And it was such a powerful lecture. Such a motivational lecture. It was such an eloquent lecture. He says, ذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونَ وَجِدَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبُ. He says, the eyes, everyone in the crowd just started crying. You know, people that say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't a passionate speaker, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm being very honest with you. The Sahaba, they say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gave a speech, أَعْلَى صَوْتَهُ إِحْمَرَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ, his eyes would become red, his face would lift, his voice would lift up, and there would be a vein that would pop out in the middle of his forehead. He was very powerful when he spoke. And the Sahaba, they say, everyone started crying. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his lecture, what did he say? أُسِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, I command you to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a very long narration. The next thing that's very powerful is to remember the Day of Judgment. And when you're remembering the Day of Judgment, think about how little we have done in preparation to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person saw Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu crying before he passed away. So he said, مَا يُبْكِيك, what makes you cry? So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, أَمَّا إِنِّي لَا أَبْكِي عَلَىٰ دُنْيَاكُمْ هَذِهِ, I'm not crying because I'm leaving the world. وَلَكِنْ أَبْكِي عَلَىٰ بُعْدِ سَفَرِي, I'm crying because of the long journey I have ahead of me once I die. وَقِلَّةَ زَادِي, and how little I have prepared for that long journey. And he says, what makes me cry most is that will Allah give me Jannah or will Allah give me fire of hell? This is the greatest narrator of hadith. Who? What's his name? Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. Someone asked Muhammad bin Sirin. He was passing away. Anyone know who Muhammad bin Sirin is? Who was famous for? Dream. Interpreting dreams. Imam Muhammad bin Sirin. He was in his wafat. He was passing away. And he was crying. And someone asked him, why are you crying? He says, أَبْكِي لِتَفْرِيتِي فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ, I'm crying over the transgressions that I did over my past days. وَقِلَّةَ عَمَلِي لِلْجَنَّةِ الْعَالِيَةِ, and I'm crying over what little I have done for the high paradise that I desire. وَمَا يُنْجِينِي مِنْ نَارِ الْحَامِيَةِ, and I'm crying thinking that what is it that will protect me from the burning fire on the Day of Judgment? The next thing that's very powerful is that we should visit graveyards abundantly. When you go to the graveyard, it also has a very powerful impact. I narrated the hadith to you yesterday, and I'd like to narrate it again, as narrated by Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. Yesterday I didn't give the reference, today I'm giving it to you. The hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that when we were going for Fath Makkah, when we were going for the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, yesterday I said Hajj, it was actually the conquest of Makkah. When we were going for the conquest of Makkah, we left Medina Munawwara and we stopped by the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mother. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he stood in front of his mother's grave, he started crying. And there were so many sahaba there, وَأَبْكَى مَنْ حَوْلَهُ, and everyone that was around him also started crying. Everyone started crying while the Prophet ﷺ stood at his mother's grave. The next thing that's also very powerful that helps a person cry abundantly is to make dua to Allah. Make dua to Allah to allow us to cry. Make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, give me eyes that will cry abundantly. Oh Allah, how long are these eyes going to remain dry? How long are these duas going to be empty? How long are my words going to have no weight to them at all? When is this Muslim ummah going to change? When will our du'as have the impact to change the running of the full world? When will our du'as have the impact to destroy the Fir'auns and Qaruns of our time? We need to first learn to cry. And that we should ask Allah to help us how to cry, inshallah. And the last thing that I want to say is that if you wish to learn to cry, and you can't cry, at least make the face of those who cry. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that cry. And if you cannot cry, then at least make the face of the people who cry. And how do you do that? You raise your hand, you make your voice as if a person's crying, and you try to do whatever you can to lower yourself in front of Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim, however, says that the people who try to act as if they're crying are in two categories. He says they are mamduh and they are mahmud, sorry, and then they are madhmoon. There are people who try to cry, but they're doing it to show off. These people, they're doing it wrong. And he says there are people who try to cry, who make the face as if they're crying, they make the voice as if they're crying, but it's sincerely for the sake of Allah. This sort of action is praiseworthy. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and ability to act upon what has been said, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to cry also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens our hearts, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our du'as. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, akhir da'wana, anilhamdillahi rabbil alameen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.